Okay, meeting of the growth management land use council committee opens at this time. Thank you so much for coming out in this weather. Please rise to the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have pretty full agenda this evening with some important topics. Maybe you have a lot of questions or want to answer for? As you know. Yes. Oh, roll call. All right. Brian Weber.
Present.
Tammy Deedy. Pat Pepper, present. Okay, this committee's work scope includes matters of a non-quasi-judicial nature related to community growth and development, including but not limited to planning of the physical, economic, aesthetic, and social development of the city, comprehensive plan, zoning code, and housing annexation policies, the code enforcement. The committee shall consider matters related to transportation, planning, and concurrency. Unless prohibited by the Black Diamond Municipal Code or other law, the committee shall consider matters related to project permit review, development agreements, and the MDRT. This evening we have approval of the minutes. The minutes are from the last two meetings. And Mr. Weber, do you see anything in the minutes that needs an adjustment of any kind?
No, I do not, Madam Chair. So I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes for the February 10th and February 24th Growth Management Land Use Council Committee meeting.
Second. Has been moved and seconded to accept the minutes from the two previous meetings. As you know, all of the city staff are supervised by the mayor. Our committee has a standing invitation to all of the staff to attend our committee meetings and work with us. Unfortunately, at this time, the mayor is refusing to let staff work with us to support our committee work. Since the council doesn't have the authority to hire independent staff, we must do all of our own staff work. Fortunately, we are blessed in Black Diamond with excellent active citizens and volunteers. The person who has volunteered to be our staff this evening is Kristen Bryant, who is sitting at the front table. In her professional life, she is a project manager and IT consultant with 20 years experience. She has a degree in environmental science. She has spent many years working closely with Black Diamond's regulations in the area of development. She has been a representative on the Puget Sound Regional Council Committee on growing transit communities. So, Chris and Brian, I'd like to welcome you to the meeting.
Thank you.
Volunteer role as staff person for this evening. So, what do we have first on our agenda here?
Okay, so is this one on? Yes, it is. First on our agenda, we have public comments and discussion related to any of the topics in this committee scope. I would also recommend that if someone is here to speak on any of the other items and they'd like to address that initially or condense their comments, that would be, I would recommend that you welcome that in the interest of time if people prefer not to get up and back on multiple items.
Taken, thank you.
So,
all right, if there's any public comment at this time, okay. And item number two for us this evening.
So, item two is public comment and discussion on resolution 16-1074, authorizing a grant agreement with the Department of Ecology for the 2015 to 2017 calendar years. Action may be taken on this item in the form of a recommendation from this committee on this resolution. And I have just a brief comment as well. I can provide you some staff input on this item, but perhaps I think it would be best to take any public comment first. If there is an item two.
Yeah. All right, item two, resolution 16-1074. Are there any persons who wish to publicly comment on this item at this time?
Okay, I'm just going to speak loud. My knees bothering me. Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. Are the problems with the concurrency ordinance not being ready to submit to the state going to screw up getting this grant if we do approve it?
So, Mr. Davis, I'm going to clarify. Are your comments, this is the stormwater grant, but are you also asking because you're wondering if it might relate to the concurrency ordinance?
Well, I'm saying supposedly we can't get grant money because we're not up to date on that.
Okay.
I mean, if we're just spinning our wheels here, I'm just saying.
This particular grant would not be related to the concurrency ordinance, but I would you like me to take the question down for further research?
Yes, I would.
That's all I wanted to know. It's not affected, so we're good to go.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to comment?
So,
Council
Member Pepper, I did do some research on this item that I can share with the committee. As you know, you took a request regarding this item to try to get more specificity on how some of these grant funds will be spent. One of those items was to spend money on the city's adoption of the latest Department of Ecology Stormwater Manual, and the city is required to adopt that or equivalent standards by the end of the year. One of the items that came up in my research was that I believe it was 2008, but it could have been 2009, I didn't put that in my notes, when the city had to update its standards to the 2005 Stormwater Manual. The city ended up leaving that quite late in the year and had to do some special meetings in order to make sure that adoption happened on time. And they also did leave out a chapter of that 2005 Stormwater Manual from the code that the city adopted. That's not to say that timing was the issue on that chapter, but that kind of thing is something that the city does need to take its time and research and understand and get a start on. And I just wanted to share the history behind that in case it was relevant to the committee, that there were some issues the last time that a deadline came up, and so you may want to, continue to look into making sure that there's enough money to have that stormwater manual adoption done and done well in advance to make sure that any unforeseen issues don't delay it. That's all.
Mr. Weber, I'm going to recommend at the next council meeting that this item be duly referred to your Budget and Finance Committee. It's my intention that this committee would review the various options for utilizing the Department of Ecology grant, and your committee would consider the financial and budget issues. Would this be okay with you?
Madam Chair, I would have to agree. The is definitely kind of crosses over into the budget arena with the amount of money. $50,000 is a lot of money, even for Black Diamond, especially for Black Diamond. And I don't think that memory serves, the grant money that's budgeted in the budget that was approved at the end of last year, 2015, had specifics on how it was to be spent. So I would like to see that go to the budget committee so we can work that issue.
Take a look at the ideas that have been presented.
Yes.
By staff. Okay. One of my concerns is that local governments all over the region spend a lot of money on fixing drainage problems that could have been prevented. I believe that using this grant money to improve the city's review of new development and utilize best available science will save a lot of money in the future. By requiring low impact development and by constructing stormwater facilities properly, we can hopefully prevent flooding on neighboring property. And I know as I drive around, I've seen quite a lot of water, and I realize it has been rainy and rainy, but it has to go somewhere. All right, so you'll move that as well to the budget committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, our item three on the agenda,
It's a public comment and discussion on the city's comprehensive plan.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Did you clarify with staff if there was anything else?
Is there anything you wanted to ask?
Public comment and then just kind of a wrap up.
Okay.
Anything on that before you want me?
Okay, thank you very much.
Regarding item two, the stormwater.
Yeah.
So I don't believe I had anything else. I wonder, Councilmember Pepper, if you had received any other information from the mayor or the Public Works Director regarding this item.
I believe
that's what led to your recommendation,
right.
But I don't know if you wanted to share that.
We asked them specific questions and they gave some answers to us, and we would like to take a look at those answers, and part of that would go to the budget committee because it involves the specific line items that might be useful in looking at the grant in terms of, instead of a blanket amount of $50,000 that the public, when looking, could see how it would be spent.
Okay, so it's my understanding that in order to ensure that certain funds go to a certain item, you need to put more work into that particular grant. That right now there's not a control, there's just a direction to spend it on certain things. So we're moving it to the other committee to evaluate tightening up that.
Right, and we're,
okay.
Yeah, one of the things we're looking for is an amendment to the budget specifying how that $35,000.
Okay, that's all I have.
How much, you know, will be spent, and some ideas have been brought forward.
Okay, that's all I have on that.
Yeah.
Item, so. And your item three is public comment and discussion on the city's comprehensive plan.
Do we have anyone that would like to comment on that at this time? Okay, last evening the council and the commission, a planning commission, had a joint meeting to discuss Chapter 4, the natural environment of the city's comprehensive plan. And there was some good discussion at that time. And the comprehensive plan is very important to the city. And we're doing a lot of work to make sure that we can move this along.
Okay.
I'd like to add that we did have a pretty good conversation. There was a couple things that weren't in there that Ms. Kincaid is going to go back and bring back to, I believe, the next one here in April.
Yeah, there were some changes
but,
and some additions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
was a section that was inverted, left out or whatever, but should be there next go around.
Yes, and I found the maps in the sections very helpful. There's about 10 or 12 maps in the back that show Black Diamond and like where the coal mine areas are and hazard areas are and where there's a trail, an environmental trail. And I think that I think we're all looking forward to moving ahead with this comprehensive plan.
So you had also asked me to provide an overview, pull together some information and things that the committee may want to consider or be aware of going forward. So I have an overview I can share regarding comprehensive planning and this item on your agenda.
So it would be like the overview of the comprehensive plan, like what it's for and how...
Right. This is a comprehensive planning process under the Growth Management Act.
Okay.
Some background information that might be useful for the people here, the committee, as well as maybe anyone listening to the tape. So.
Okay, thank you. You can proceed.
So, comprehensive planning is part of growth management. It's probably a good topic for this committee as it's a newly formed committee in the city of Black Diamond, and this is really the greater framework that this committee fits into. And growth management is an architecture of various laws that work together. Some of these laws are the Growth Management Act, or the GMA, CEPA, the State Environmental Policy Act, the Planning Enabling Act, the Shoreline Management Act. And at the local level, we have countywide planning policies that jurisdictions, municipalities inside the county also have to comply with in addition to those statewide acts. The countywide planning policies are adopted by the Growth Management Planning Council and the King County Council. So the King County Council is a 9-member elected body representing King County, and the Growth Management Planning Council is a larger body that has representatives from various cities as well as from the King County Council, and they consider issues related to the Growth Management Act. So all those policies provide frameworks that the local governments then plan within. The city's comprehensive plan then becomes the foundational document for zoning and regulations that the municipality adopts. The comprehensive plan also does include a land use map that describes the current authorized land uses, and I think you alluded to how useful some of these maps are. That land use map is a key one. The land use map in the comprehensive plan is not to be confused with the city's zoning map. That zoning map gets more specific into allowed zoning and doesn't exactly always match the land use map. So as you mentioned, the city is involved in its comprehensive plan update right now. This is required to be done, I believe it's every 6 years. Small cities are allowed additional time to complete their process because this is a very large job. So one of the things the committee may want to look into is we know that Black Diamond didn't meet the deadline that most of the cities in King County had, which was to complete the plan by sometime last year. However, what the city's official new deadline is, I have not found in my research yet, but we may fall into that small city exception process. The other thing that should be required in any comprehensive plan process is a very clear public participation process. And at the last meeting of this committee, we did hear that a public comment that in the city of Black Diamond, the public participation process going forward is not entirely clear for people in Black Diamond. I have learned that after the initial review, and you guys probably know this, but just for everyone's level setting, that Black Diamond is doing right now in the Joint Planning Commission and City Council meetings. There will be another public comment period that, you know, then is designed to take comment on all those drafts, details that are actually going to be available, like Chapter 4 is now available on the natural environment. So there'll be more public comment time.
And tomorrow night at the town hall meeting is on...
Right, there is a presentation on that, right.
Okay.
But then the plan will go back through the Planning Commission, and then back again to the City Council, who's, you know, going to make the final decisions. So the committee may, this committee may wish to consider if there's any opportunities for improvement in this process. And as you mentioned, tomorrow night, there'll be more information shared, and that will be maybe something the committee can then take up after that. So in general, again, back about comprehensive plans, every jurisdiction's plan is reviewed for consistency with the county and the region and the state. The Department of Commerce mainly is the lead, reviewer on that. The Puget Sound Regional Council is involved, especially around transportation planning because of their role in transportation grant money. Any other state department, like the Department of Ecology, Department of Health, et cetera, may also be involved for the areas that pertain to them. So they're all trying to ensure that the plans around the whole region align. That's what comprehensive planning is supposed to do. Then after a jurisdiction adopts its comprehensive plan, it goes through its own code and zoning to see if there are any changes necessary to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. So while you're doing your comprehensive plan work, you may realize that that's not the same as changing the ordinances, of course, and those will be updated later as necessary. It's not like that has to happen concurrently. It happens after you approve the plan. So the committee, again, may want to be thinking about looking ahead as things get noticed that in the comprehensive plan drafts it would require an ordinance change. So that you can make informed decisions about that comprehensive plan when it comes up. And that is the background that I wanted to share on that.
Thank you for your research. Any
other things
you need to say?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Kirsten, you talked about public participation. There's an interesting white paper, and I sent a link to Chair Pepper, that is a white paper about public participation and public engagement and the difference between the two. And so while public participation is good, I think public engagement is something that we might want to look at moving forward, especially with the comp plan, to have more engagement instead of just participating.
So that's a good point. As we see the rest of the public participation process, I made a note to compare that to the white paper that you referred to.
And that's all I had. Through some reading, I didn't totally understand the difference between participation and engagement. But this white paper was pretty good. It was put out by, I believe, Arizona State University.
They had a
social group.
Yeah,
so it's actually a pretty good paper. Yeah. That's all I got.
Item 4 is public comment and discussion on the city's concurrency ordinance. Again, I have a little bit of background on that, as you requested.
I would like to hear what the background is, please.
Okay.
Thank you for your...
Do you want to take public comment first?
Okay. Is there anybody that would like to make any public comments on the city's concurrency ordinance?
Great. So this committee's looked at concurrency before, and we got a very good background on that previously from Peter Rimbos. I found some additional documentation. The background is, in 1990, the state of Washington began its Growth Management Act, and it requires local cities and counties experiencing rapid growth to have tools to better manage associated development problems. Concurrency management means a capital facility should be concurrent with new development or redevelopment. Capital facilities, we've talked about this a little bit before, water and sewer and the level of service for traffic on the roads are the key ones. So permitting development when there's not enough water service is not, obviously not a reasonable thing to do, and it's not concurrent. If you had a bunch of new homes go in without enough water, then you would not have water concurrency. City of Black Diamond has already gone over that this year, and recently last year adopted an updated traffic concurrency ordinance. And I know that you looked into some details around that at some urging of some additional public input. Councilmember Pepper, do you have any update on anything that you wanted to share around the updates suggested on concurrency?
Yes, we received some updated information last evening, and I am turning that over to the TAT team to, it is answers to the TAT team's request for revisions in the concurrency.
Okay, so that was from the city staff, some answers, or?
Yes, some answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't hear back here. You say that request was from the city staff?
No.
I thought that's
Do you want me to take this item?
Who requested it?
Well, our committee, after Peter's presentation, sent to the city questions.
Yeah, do you want me to address that a little bit? So what I understood that you just alluded to was that you as the committee chair had sent some questions into the mayor regarding some possible updates to be considered to the city's concurrency ordinance.
Right.
And you received some comment back.
I received comment back, but not from staff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you receive it back?
I did say staff. I received comment back, but not from staff.
Okay, so you received some comment back from... You received some comment back from the TAT? Is that what you meant to say?
We received some comment about the TAT requested revisions, and those are going to the TAT team to have them review them for us. And no, they were not received from the staff.
Okay. So do you want me to just take that down as a follow-up item?
Yes, I would like that. That'd be good. Thank you.
Sounds like that's still very much just a fresh item to be reviewed before the next meeting.
Yeah.
Sorry, from who, though? Who?
So it sounds like we need to follow up on that another time.
Yes.
It sounds like you have not received any feedback from the city staff. You've sent
not
a request for some
of,
feedback, and there has not been any.
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
Okay. Okay. So, because there was not other staff input, what I pulled together was, there's plenty of information on the internet, you know, and good information from the state agencies on concurrency and the Growth Management Act. The city of Kirkland has a nice document that pulls together how they evaluate development proposals and concurrency, and which developments, how a development determines what its, you know, road impact fees will be, how it does its concurrency review, what level of service standards it's requiring, and the committee may wish to look at how that is laid out and how it compares to City of Black Diamond's current planning. They have some information about how they do their traffic modeling, and I know that that is still going to continue to be an ongoing issue in the City of Black Diamond. So I really don't have a lot to add on that, just that I pulled it for your input or your review, because I felt that it was very nicely laid out. So it's something from the City of Kirkland. And I think that, you know, you've had a couple of presentations. I think that is a good, you know, overview of concurrency right now.
Okay. Thank you for your work on that. I appreciate it. Councilmember Weber, do you have any comments that you would like to make at this time on that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, item 5, discuss future meeting dates and agenda items for this council committee. I think we have some agenda items that we can put on there.
I believe
I think we, you know, with the rolling, since the comprehensive plan and concurrency is kind of rolling and going, I would like to see those stay there as well, or stay on the next agenda. Probably the Resolution 16-1074 should probably initially be on there if need be, based on the council meeting.
So can I ask a clarifying question? 16-1074, did you not intend to refer that to the budget committee and then therefore not bring it back to this committee for your next meeting unless the budget committee asks you to? I didn't understand that you had additional work for this committee on that item. I thought you were referring it.
Well, I think
I just wanted to leave it on there in case.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how it comes up through the council meeting, it can always be removed.
Okay, I misunderstood that. Thank you for the clarification.
I'd rather have it there and not need it than not have it there and be a mass scramble.
Okay.
And I don't have my calendar. I'm sorry. I see that I didn't bring it. Your next meeting date is in April. Is that correct?
Yes. April 13th.
April 13th for this committee. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, one more thing. I'd also like to add that if there's anything that the city staff would like to send our way, we'd be more than welcome to add it to our agenda.
Thank you. All right. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Make a motion to adjourn.
A second. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks everybody for coming out on this lovely weather night. Hopefully you don't need a boat to get home.
I don't know.